quoting, so to speak, Pope St. Pius X, Pope Leo comments on the SSPX's inspirational documents from Vatican II. Pope Leo has released two significant documents. First is the Christmas address to the Curia, which is highly significant ahead of Pope Leo's consistory, which is rumored to be focused at least somewhat on the liturgical issues of the church. This is something that Diane Mantegna has brought out in here at her Substack. Ahead of this consistory, Pope Leo gave his Christmas address to the cardinals, which was very interesting in several ways. Those of you in the confraternity, take a look at the Telegram chat to see my comments on it, and please share your own. Join the confraternity by chipping in to help our apostolate, and you gain access to our exclusive Telegram community where we can talk shop about all this stuff, as we say in the States. So the Christmas address, if you're not familiar with that type of document, it's a significant document because it's one of the few times where a pope addresses the Curia in person. And this was the subject of Pope Benedict's famous Reform of the Reform speech in 2007, I believe. I've got the date right there. But that was the Christmas address. So if the Pope wants to say anything really, really important to all the cardinals, he might do it at this Christmas address. So I found it really interesting because what we're trying to do here is we're trying to figure out as much as we can with piety and love for the Holy Father. We're trying to find out if Pope Leo is actually Pope Francis II. I was talking with Edmund Mazza on our podcast months ago, and he was pointing out how St. Francis of Assisi's greatest disciple, Francis of Assisi's greatest disciple's name was Leo. So is Pope Leo really just Pope Francis II? So I think this is some interesting points in this Christmas address. So you can, confraternity members, y'all can give me your comments. Now, the second document is an apostolic letter called A Fidelity That Generates the Future. This document is very interesting for a number of reasons, which I've also posted in the confraternity Telegram community, but I'll share here a few. Number one. This document makes a critical distinction between Pope Francis's brand of synodality and Pope Leo's. This is good news. And the statement that's, you know, because we're concerned because Pope Leo, you know, he's certainly not condemning his predecessor. We know that much. So then the question is, okay, is he going to kind of sanitize Pope Francis, or is he going to parrot the same talking points of Pope Francis? And I think if you look at my comments in the confraternity, at least my prima facie impression, to summarize, is that Pope Leo is actually shifting significantly in looking at the significant words that he uses. If words mean anything, I think that's highly significant. So number two about this document, confirms the SSPX indirectly and implicitly in a number of important ways, as we show in our comments, quoting extensively from the biography of the Archbishop. So if you go in, so in my comments, you read chapter 16 of the biography, it actually quotes these very documents that Pope Leo's commenting on. So it's very interesting, actually. That's why I call them the SSPX's inspirational documents from Vatican II. Nobody's ever heard of Autatum Tosius or Presbyterorum Ordinis. Nobody's heard of those. But in fact, Archbishop Lefebvre heard of them, and those were critical documents for him from Vatican II, which is interesting. Okay, number three. This document has an important statement which is very much in the spirit of Pope St. Pius X, again, without naming him explicitly. So what Pope Leo does in this document is he makes a very important statement that is anti-modernist, anti-liberal, and then quotes the papal model of Pope St. Pius X against the separation of church and state, against the basic suppositions of liberalism, which, of course, as we know, is the, that's the Summa of Archbishop Lefebvre. They haven't crowned him. So it's a significant statement. I think, so, you know, so based on all this stuff, you know, one can only hope and pray that Pope Leo, if he truly cares so much about a true friendship and dialogue between brothers, as he rightly praises, he will soon totally regularize the SSPX in every diocese by his own universal authority. So I hope that, you know, the superior of the SSPX was a missionary in South America. And so I hope that the superior and Pope Leo can, you know, get together and really chat and, you know, hammer out this regularization, because, you know, that'd be obviously a great help to the Universal Church. So, confraternity members, if you don't have access yet to the Telegram community, email me and I'll get you connected. Editor@1peter5.com. God bless everybody. Have a Merry Christmas.